Up Jerusalem. Up Jerusalem. Did you notice that line from the prophet Baruch in the first reading today? Up Jerusalem, even though you're in exile, even though you're suffering from persecution, even though you're suffering from all the sad effects of your sins, up Jerusalem, stand up, rise up with the confidence in the Lord's grace, rise up because he will lift you above your sins. He will fulfill his promise of his coming. He will bring you back to your land. Look to the east and see your children gathered from the east and the west. Of course, you may know that references to Jerusalem symbolically represent the church. And even though the church is in trouble today, the Lord promises that he's not abandoning her and that she will again be a light to the nations and rejoicing. You will see your children gathered from the east and the west. In our collect prayer today, we prayed, Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son. May no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out to meet your Son. I find it a little ironic that in this time of Advent, this time of preparing for the glory of Christmas, this time of waiting and longing and silently inviting the Lord into our hearts, this time of all times can seem like it's the most stressful, the most busy. We might be the most tempted to let earthly undertakings hinder our preparing and our waiting for the Lord. Whether it's all the shopping that we have to do, whether it's all the traveling that we might be planning, whether it's all the parties and meals that we might be preparing, those are all wonderful things, but may we commit to turning that off, turning that down for a while every day to examine ourselves and say, am I distracted by all these things? Are they hindering me from the real purpose, the real reason for all the activity of this season? Am I beginning to allow earthly things to hinder? We can do that with the news too, can't we? I think it might be a good exercise to commit yourself to 5 minutes if you're not in the habit of making silent mental daily prayer. Maybe just commit yourself to 5 minutes. Set a little time. Most people have a smartphone. They can set a little timer for 5 minutes. And I find it this way. You might find it to be instructive as, number one, how hard it is just to find a place of quiet for a few moments. And when you find that place of quiet, how you easily find that, well, maybe it's quiet outside, but your mind is still not quiet. Your mind is still thinking about dozens and dozens of things. And maybe that'll help us to, first of all, to know how much we need to learn how to quiet our minds and how many distractions there are out there. And so in that way, we may begin to follow what Paul is telling to the Philippians. He says, the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Discern what is of value. Discern what is of value. Through your baptism, the Lord has put the seed of eternal life in you. And he's begun that work. And throughout a life of prayer and good works and imitating Christ in accepting whatever sorrows and whatever sufferings God's providence allows in our lives, he's completing that work until the day that Jesus comes. When we get to the gospel, I always find it interesting that Luke begins by talking about the great, supposedly great men of the day, right? The emperor in the days of Tiberius, when Pilate was governor, Herod was tetrarch, Philip, Trachonius, etc., etc. I'm sure you know all those guys very well, right? I think the point we should take from it all is the important thing happened in the desert. The important thing happened in silence. The important thing, the Word of God, came to John in the desert. The Word of God didn't come to the emperor or the governor or the president. The Word of God came in the desert. And so, although we can be tempted to be distracted by all these things, and there are good reasons to pay attention to many things on the outside, even to follow the news, as depressing as that can be, the important things happen in quiet, in the desert, with God. May we open our hearts for that. May we commit ourselves to deeper prayer. May we commit ourselves to doing works of mercy for our neighbor. Never mind the Caesars. Listen to the Lord in the desert.